Now we move on to part two, which is the first reading and the psalm. And of course, this reading is going to be what? It's going to be the prescription in the law about the celebration of Pesach, Passover. And so now we're going to enter into this. God prescribed this liturgy. God said, you know, to have my action always present to you, you must remember it. But to remember means to have my reality and my act so present to you that you're different. And you do that with your body and not just your mind. And that's why God prescribed this ritual. God prescribed it. And for 1,200 years, every Pesach, the Jews did this. And now, for 2,000 years, we do this in memory of Him. The Passover, the Pesach Supper, has now become the Eucharist. But it's the same thing, except now it's filled with the very physical presence of Jesus Christ Himself. And so, that's what we're going to be looking at now. We're going to be looking at the prescriptions as they are recorded for us in the book of Exodus, in chapter 12. The text goes from 1 to 14, but it does it skipping a few verses like 9 and 10. Okay. So, and the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Israel, I'm sorry, in the land of Egypt. Okay. This month will be the beginning of months for you. It is the first month of the year for you. And it was, and then the Babylonian calendar came in and so forth. But the beginning of the year, you see, is commemorating God's saving act for us as well. You see, life begins with the death and resurrection of Christ. That's where life begins. So we commemorate that. And so the Lord Himself prescribed the ceremony by which His saving act would be carried on in every generation. And as Rabbi Gamaliel tells the Jewish people, every Pesach, every Passover, let everyone consider himself to have been there and seen it, experienced it. That's why it's always bodily, you see. You should think about that. How devoted the Lord God is to flesh. He has a people still, in a way, particularly His own. In fact, He's got, and then the fulfillment of that. But what binds these people together? The Jewish people. They're born of Jewish mothers. It's flesh. You're a Jew if you're born of a Jewish mother. Period. If during the Nazi Holocaust you tried to talk them out of arresting you, you're born of a Jewish mother, you're a Jew. I don't care whether you think you're an atheist or whatever you think, you're a Jew. And for us, baptism. If you're baptized, if water was poured over you or you were immersed in water, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen, you are baptized and there's nothing you can do about that. It's the same thing. Physical. And so, this month, Abib, shall be the beginning of the months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregations of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's household, a lamb for each household. Now, if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his neighbor nearest to his house are to take one according to the number of persons in them, according to what each man should eat, you are to divide the lamb. A little prescription, you know. if they just got married and they're in a house by themselves, if they slaughter a lamb and roast it, it's going to take them a month to finish it. So join your neighbor. That's what that's saying, you see. The lamb must be an unblemished male, a year old. You can take it from the sheep or the goats, but by custom it's always been from the sheep. You shall keep it until the 14th day of that same month, and then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight, between the sundown and darkness. Now this is interesting, isn't it? All these prescriptions are put right into the story of the escape from Egypt. Stop! We want to listen. We want to learn how to celebrate this. See, we have the narrative, and then later on, if you want to do that, here's the ceremony. No, here, the ceremony is put right into the account of the rescue. Because liturgy is that important. You see? Then the whole assembly should kill it, each one the lamb. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. Now that prescription is proper to Egypt. Because that's how the angel's going to know where to go. They shall eat the flesh that same night, roasted with fire. And they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Now this is, you see, liturgical prescriptions in the middle of the account of the escape from Egypt. Because they're intertwined. You see? Oh, my friends, we have such a long way to go. Just to simply understand our human nature. How it takes flesh, action, body, here, food, drink, to keep us aware, to have present once again to us the saving act of God, who is the Son of God, the Paschal Lamb. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but rather roasted with fire, both its head and its legs along with its entrails. And you shall not leave any of it over until morning, because it's sacred. You don't stick it in the fridge and have it Tuesday. It's sacred. And so that whatever is left of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. Burn it up. Make it ashes. It's too sacred. It's a sacred thing, this lamb now, because it's been invoked as a memorial, Lizzie's core, you know, a memorial of God's saving act. So many, many, many people nowadays celebrate a Passover supper, which is a beautiful idea. But remember, for you, if you're a Christian, what you're celebrating is your baptism. And then every day, if you want, you can celebrate the Last Supper at the Eucharist. Every day. Now you shall eat it in this manner, with your loins girded, meaning all dressed and ready to go, and a belt on, you see, sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Pesach. It is when the Lord passes over the Israelites and slaughters the firstborn of the Egyptians. But do you see how this account is mingled with the prescriptions for Passover? They're not separate, you see. For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night, that I will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, it's all the demons, I will execute judgments. I am Adonai. The blood shall be a sign for you, as it still is. The blood of the Lamb, Jesus, is what protects us. You see? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And that's where we get that phrase, Passover. You see? And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Now this day shall be a memorial for you. That's the phrase, okay? It shall be the feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You are to celebrate it as a permanent. Here's what I'm looking for. Hayom hazeh lachen le, and the Hebrew word for this is zikaron. It comes from the word zakar, to remember. You see? And you shall celebrate it, you see, as a hag, as a festival. To this day, when there's a festival in Israel, they say, Hag Sameach, have a happy feast day. Hag, feast, celebration, you see? And it shall be for your generations to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance. Do you see the role of memory? Memory. Memory, as we come together to prayer, you know, in obedience to God, do this in memory. Le zikor, l'zikor. In memory. Well, what is memory? It is allowing the Holy Spirit to make this thing so present to us that we're different. You just don't go to Mass. You're there, and Jesus Christ is going to do what he did at the Last Supper, make that bread and wine his body and blood through the priest. But he's doing it. Can I do that? Of course I can't. And that whole church, we priests, we stand there, and all the people are out there, and the angels are all around us, worshiping. In case we're too dumb to know what's going on, the angels come and worship in awe. That's what's going on. Now do you see why it has to be beautiful? The vestments, the gestures, and the music. The music is what creates the whole environment, okay? This is a memorial, huh? This is a zikor. You shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord, huh? Throughout your generations, you are to celebrate it as a permanent, an eternal ordinance. Le'olam, unto the hidden time. It's an eternal ordinance. What does that mean? It means when we go to heaven, we see the fulfillment of Pesach in the Eucharist. And there, all that we did in symbol and then in reality, still symbolic, but reality now, it's the very flesh and blood of Christ. Now we see him. And we offer this same sacrifice, but without the sacramental signs, we don't need them. Jesus is there. And we're caught up into Jesus. And we join him in that act of love by which he is giving himself eternally and totally to the Father, always living to make intercession for us. That's it.